Welcome to our CFD podcast series. Today we have nutritionist and CrossFit athlete Rita here with us.
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
Good.
We just saw you working out.
Yes.
You enjoy it?
Yes, I might be breathing a little heavy, but that's okay.
And we want to talk about a fun topic today, skinny fat.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah, we hear that a lot, right? So skinny fat is when somebody looks skinny. So like aesthetically, they look thin or skinny or lean, but biologically, they actually mimic a fat person or an obese person. So their biological markers are off. So maybe they have an elevated blood sugar, elevated hemoglobin A1C, maybe they're pre-diabetic, maybe they have elevated lipids, they could have micronutrient deficiencies, they could have, you know, pre-markers to all these different chronic diseases that don't, you know, the person doesn't notice it because they don't look fat.
So how do they notice it?
Well, you have to get your, you have to go to a doctor and get your blood test taken, basically.
Is that something you do too, or?
I mean, I see a doctor on a regular basis and they take blood work. So they do a basic panel, and your basic panel usually covers your lipids and your hemoglobin A1C, which that determines if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic. Okay. So most primary care physicians will do that if you ask them.
So, and as a nutritionist, what is your take on skinny fat? Like, what is something you would suggest somebody that would be labeled as such?
Right.
What's your?
It's really hard because I feel like just with the fitness, you know, community in general, people, we focus more on the aesthetic and we don't think about your health. You know, it's all about, what do you look? I want to lose weight. I want to gain muscle. I want to look like this, look like that person, because that's what we see. And so we kind of have this skewed attitude of what, you know, healthy really looks like. So I think that makes it hard for a lot of people. So I think in general, just making sure you're, you know, focusing more on health and not the way you look. So the way you feel, your blood lipids, how you're sleeping, how you're performing, everything like that, more than just how you look in the mirror.
So the label skinny fat itself, like, what is a better label for people to aim for, or what is something you would like to promote as a nutritionist too?
Just healthy. That's the one thing I always say, like, I want to get healthy, and that's what I think. And it's, you know, it's physically healthy, but also mentally healthy too, and because that goes into the reason why we all think that we need to look skinny, because that's our mental attitude. So we need to get, you know, biologically healthy in our body, and then also mentally healthy.
Okay. So, and to do that, to be healthy, what are the pillars that you personally rely on, or that you tell clients to implement in their lifestyles?
Well, nutrition is number one. I mean, fitness, of course, is incredibly important, but I think nutrition is kind of the foundation on which you build everything. And so, and it's really hard in nutrition because every person is different, every body is different, and so there's different recommendations for everyone. But I think kind of a good general advice is getting away from processed foods and closer to, you know, the paleo type diet, whole foods, basically. So, I mean, it's, you know, CrossFit's 100 words of fitness: eat meat, vegetables, fruit, little starch, and no sugar. And nuts and seeds. And that's kind of the basis on which everything else can build in your nutrition. So just getting back to whole foods. You know, we're gonna have processed foods here and there. We're gonna go out to eat here and there. That's just normal, but it's just making it really an every once in a while kind of thing, truly, truly in moderation. And once a day is not moderation, because people think, oh, I just drink one Coke a day. I just have McDonald's for breakfast, not lunch and dinner. Like, that's not moderation. Like, maybe once a month, twice a month, that's truly moderation. In general, you really need to be cooking for yourself at home a majority of your meals using whole unprocessed foods.
I see there are a lot of topics that we'll need to dive into more. Processed foods, what are those,
and
fats and all those nutritional factors that play into that, but we'll do that in separate episodes. There's just not enough time to talk about everything. But
one good kind of just takeaway from that is just the, in general, the least amount of steps it took for that food that you're looking at to get from the ground to your mouth is always better. So just think about that whenever you're looking at any food at the grocery store.
That's great advice. Well, we are going to end this today, but if you have any questions personally for your nutritional needs, definitely see Rita. And if you have any fitness needs, see us.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.